Chapter 18. Noontide sun warmed the worn wall steps of Redwall Abbey. Hulk Quelt's audience sat entranced, listening to him reading from the book, which had lain hidden under the gatehouse bed for countless seasons. Tales of Ancient Life by Mindgay. Yet another alias of the devious Sister Jiminia. The recorder read aloud to his attentive friends. The archive took the form of a story related to Jiminia by a very old otter grandmum.
I am Runa Wildloch, daughter of Alim Mossgard, skipper and chieftain of the Norwest Otters, and wife of Coriam Wildloch. This is my tale. The weight of age upon my grey head tells me that I will not see many more seasons, but that is the way of all living things. My time at Redwall has been long and happy. I have sons and daughters whose offspring now care for families of their own. In short, I am surrounded by kinbeasts who wish to care for me. However, since last winter, when I lost my husband, Coriam, the light has faded from my life. My only wish now is to join him by the still waters which flow through the quiet places of eternal summer. I was naught but a young otter maid when I first met Coriam Wildloch many
long seasons ago. My friends and I were gathering shells and driftwood on the shore south of the River Moss when we came across him. He was lying amid the debris of the tide line, covered in sand and long kelp. We all took him to be dead. The others ran off, fearful to go near him, but I was not afraid. I went to him and began cleaning him off. He was a tall, handsome otter, older than me by some 6 seasons. Clutched tightly in his paws was a magnificent lance, which was snapped at its centre, and a coronet. This was a narrow band of beaten gold set with a wonderful green stone, an object of rare beauty. I tried to release his grip on the lance and coronet. Imagine my feelings when he grasped them tighter and let out a groan. He was still alive. My friends had all fled, so I took it on myself to care for him and to get him back to my father's holt, though this was no easy journey. As best I could, I half carried, half dragged his sorely wounded body back to where our tribe dwelt, where the River Moss joined the woodlands. Alim, my father, was not too pleased. He said that the daughter of a Mossgard chieftain had better things to do in life than nurse some half-dead beast washed up by the tide. This made me only more determined to care for my mysterious otter. I was rather headstrong, as most young ones are at that certain age. Looking back, I think my disobedience drove a wedge between me and my father. But I continued to care for my patient. I fed and cleaned him for many days, during which he never uttered a single word. Then one evening, he suddenly began to talk. He told me that his name was Coriam Wildloch, younger brother to the High Queen Rulain, ruler of a place far across the great sea called Green Isle. I asked him how he came to be lying on the shore, wounded and close to death.